Let us begin our service. With Job of old, we cry out. Everywhere the innocent suffer, our desires and efforts achieve us little. O God, are you good, yet do nothing to help us? Our answers have holes, and we fall through. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Hear us, O God. Receive us with hope. Give us your life.
Give us your life.
Hear these words and receive their power. The majesty of God the Father undergirds all that is. The mercy of God the Son accepts our despair. The comfort of God the Spirit embraces us in communities of care. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
Our opening hymn this morning is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Y también contigo.
And now let us pray together. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
It's now time for the children's sermon. I no longer have the ability to unmute all of you. So for those of you with kids, press the space bar to unmute yourselves and join me for the children's sermon.
Remember last week she was having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
How are we this morning, kids? I saw Titi trying to, oh, I hear some kids. Who do I hear? The Marquez family. Hola.
Hola.
So today, it is Trinity Sunday. Any idea what Trinity, it's the same, it comes from the same word as tricycle. Oh, puppy over here is holding up how many fingers?
Three.
Right, thanks, Kaya. Trinity is about three actually becoming one. What? So one plus one plus one is three, but in the church, it's also one. It's very confusing. So really, all that you need to know is that God is the Father or Mother, we like to say, right? God as the Father or Mother, then God as Jesus, and then God as the Holy Spirit. That is God in our hearts. So there are three different ways that we know God, but yet God is the same being all at once. And this morning, our first reading will be from the book of Genesis, which is the very first book in the Bible. And Genesis means in the beginning, because in order to talk about the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we need to go back to the very beginning where God created the earth, where God created all the animals, where God created us, God's people. So this morning, Sophia will be our reader. And it's fun. So if you feel like it, when she says all the boom, splatter, splash, get into it, get excited, okay? Because today is Trinity, and we remember how God created us, how God loves us, and how God is with us always. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
For the gift of your Trinity. Three in one. And one in three. Be with us always. And bless us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
Before God created the world, there was nothing at all except God. On the first day of creation, the wind of God blew. Whoosh, whoosh, swoosh. God said, "Let there be light." Crackle, boom, bang. There was light. God saw that the light was good. Then split. God divided the light and the darkness into day and night. On the second day, God said, "Let there be sky." Pillow, billow, puff. There was sky. God saw that the sky was good. On the third day, God said, "Let there be water and dry land." Drip, drop, kerplunk. There was water. Crackle, crunch, snap. There was dry land. God saw that the water and land were good. Then God said, "Let there be plants and trees." Rumble, rustle, pop. There were plants and trees. God saw that the plants and trees were good. On the fourth day, God said, "Let there be sun and moon and stars. Glimmer, shimmer, shine." God saw that the sun and the moon and the stars were good. On the fifth day, God said, "Let there be sea animals that swim and birds that fly." Wiggle, splish, splash. There were sea animals. Flutter, putter, tweet. There were birds. God saw that the sea animals and the birds were good. On the sixth day, God said, "Let there be animals of every kind on the earth." Growl, prowl, snort. There were animals with fur. Skitter, scatter, creep. There were bugs. Slither, slink, hop. There were reptiles. God saw that the animals and bugs and reptiles were good. Then God said, "Let there be people on the earth." Blink, wink, hiccup. There were people on the earth. God saw that the people were very good. On the seventh day, God said, "It is time to rest." Whew, shoo. God and all of creation rested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. So now our bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, will read the gospel for us, and then she will preach. So let us hear her word, God's word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, a lot has changed since last Trinity Sunday. Not just the COVID-19 pandemic under which we live, but also the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed, handcuffed black man, by a white police officer in Minneapolis. Just a few weeks ago, we learned, many of us, of the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. But since that time, Breonna Taylor, Dejan Sean Reed, Tony McDay have also been killed. And how many others whose names are known only to their families and to God? Today is Trinity Sunday. It's a hard holiday for us to wrap our minds around. It's a difficult concept. But we learn about the Trinity, particularly in today's first lesson from Genesis. In this beautiful song of creation, we hear, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And God said, and creation began. Martin Luther put it this way. So also the Christian Church agrees that in this description, there is indicated the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Father created through the Son, whom Moses called Word, and over this creative work rooted the Holy Spirit. Later, God says, "Let us make humankind in our image." This is the glorious relationship with God that spills out into all creation. God is not a lone ranger, and all of God shows up. All of God shows up, delighting in creation, caring for creation, weeping for creation, redeeming creation. I confess that I do not fully understand or even have language to describe the mystery of the Trinity. Probably won't until I finish my baptismal vocation and stand in the presence of God. I can't explain how, but I can testify to the great Lutheran question, what does this mean? God is relationship. Within God and flowing from God. Creation is God's decision not to look after God's self, but focuses God's energies on creation. This Trinity, this God, this relationship is outward and overflowing. God is the one who does not grasp. As we hear in Philippians, "Let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped. Likewise, the Spirit is poured out on us all." Again, what does this mean? God is relationship within God, with the creation, with humankind, and among humankind. And since we are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, baptized into the Trinity, we are also part of this powerful, dynamic, living, giving, loving relationship with God, in God, with creation, with each other. We are inextricably woven together. No one is alone. No one is beyond the fierce, tender love of God. And God is not far off. God is present in creation, in each of us and in all of us. God is flesh and blood made visible in Jesus of Nazareth and in every human being. God is spirit, closer than our own breath. And this is how God as Trinity shows up today. God is creator. God created diversity, beautiful, vital, alive. We must reject calls for color blindness. That diminishes and washes out God's gift of diversity. We in the white majority can begin to see our siblings of color more clearly. We should be color amazed, recognizing the strength that comes with all our many colors. And God as creator made all of us in God's image. Let us make them in our image. That means all of us are a part of this relational triune God who did create all of humankind, each and every one, and all of us together in God's image, all. And God is the Word made flesh, our flesh, your flesh, my flesh, George Floyd's flesh. Jesus in his passion still suffers with those who suffer. The crucifixion of an unarmed, handcuffed man lying face down on the street is the crucifixion and the passion of our Lord. The crucifixion of so many, too many, black and brown people who live constantly with the violence of racism is the passion of our Lord. And God is spirit. The wind, the breath that moved over the face of the deep at creation, the breath of God that was breathed into the first earth creature, Adam. The breath of Jesus as he gave them the gift of the Spirit. The breath crushed out of George Floyd. The breath of life God had given to him. And now, church, we as the baptized, those of us baptized into the Trinity, show up. We work for an end to violence. The violence of racism that kills bodies and maims souls. And we work for the end of violence brought about by lawlessness and also frustration, masquerading in some cases as protest. In the fierce love of the Trinity, we do not deny anger. In the face of the reality and inequity of racial injustice, anger is appropriate. But we use our anger to bring about change. We put out fires at the stores, workplaces, churches, and property, but we ask the spirit kindle in us the fire of justice. We work for calm and quiet throughout our country, but we remain disquieted as we search deep within ourselves. We work for peace, but not the passive peace that allows the mechanisms of racism and white supremacy to stay in place. No, the peace God alone can give, that gives us the strength and courage to act. The Trinity is a relationship within God, with creation, with us, and among us. Until the white majority feels in our soul that the pain and suffering of black and brown people is our own pain and suffering, it will not be safe to be black or brown in America. And until we feel in our own soul that this is our pain and our story, we are not open to the relationship that God wants to shower, share, lavish upon us as a relational God, a loving God, as a God of the Trinity, as a God who has brought us into that relationship and commands us to share that relationship and live that relationship with creation and with each other. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians ends, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." It's actually a promise. And I think marching orders for us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. The love of God is with us. The communion of the Holy Spirit is with us. And together, in the communion and community of the Holy Trinity, we can make that a reality. Amen.
Amen. Our hymn of the day is "We Are Called," verse 3. Amen. We are called. We now offer up our prayers to God. There will be a time for you to offer up your prayers, but as I no longer have the ability to unmute you all, you will have to go and press your space bar if you would like to offer up a prayer for all to hear.
Gather into the mystery of the Trinity. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. God of community, you form us as your church. Guide our bishops, pastors, and deacons as they lead the church in these trying times. With all the baptized, may they be strengthened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and in prayer and action, strive for peace and justice in all the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of creation, you hold everything into being. Sustain this world with your renewing care. Instill in us a deeper wonder for the created world you've called good and a greater humility for our place within it. Kindle in us a creative and resilient spirit as we care for the earth and its creatures. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of counsel, all authority belongs to you. Encourage leaders to seek wisdom and respond with courage and compassion to those most in need. We pray for community leaders in this time of unrest. Further the work of advocates who pursue justice and often ignore communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of healing, you accompany us in sickness and suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated now more than ever, especially those in prison or care facilities. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of connection, you call us to make your presence known. Accompany people of faith as they nurture relationships in new ways. Where the sin of racism fractures our relationships, bring repentance and reconciliation. Free us from the difficult work ahead in our congregations and communities. Open our hearts for attentive listening so that our places of connection are filled with your Spirit. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. For what else shall we pray?
For strength to meet the days ahead.
God of hope, you have given the rainbow as a symbol of your faithfulness. In its colors, you have shown us the variety of human life and your call to unity. Its span between heaven and earth reminds us that our hopes for the future are founded on your grace. You have turned your face from judgment to redemption, and you have called us to be peacemakers. We pray for people whose humanity is denied by others, for those persecuted or imprisoned because of a religion or their politics, for those who try to oppress and manipulate others and in so doing lose sight of their own humanity, for those who work for peace and justice, whatever the cost. O Lord God, make us your rainbow people, glorifying in our God-given variety, passionate for peace, trusting in your grace, and in the name of Jesus Christ, the hope of the world.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of compassion, you comfort us in our grief with the promise of the resurrection. We give you thanks for all the saints of all time and in our lives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venko or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors. Our first-to-go community meal and worship services such as these are not possible without your help. Together, we can serve our neighbors. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance Just as you do with our lives, give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Listen, God is Calling.
Listen, God is calling.
Through the word inviting, offering forgiveness. Come for and joy.
Listen, God is calling.
Through the word inviting, offering forgiveness. Come for and joy.
Let none be forgotten throughout the world. In the triune name of God,
go and baptize.
Listen,
listen, God is
Spirit. Amen. And now may the God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Here ends our service. Please join us again next week for the second Sunday after Pentecost. Same place, same time.